Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Monday afternoon. Absolutely huge weekend's worth of news to show you. We'll be talking about Tucker Carlson. We'll be talking about Mark Levin. We'll be talking about the war in Iran. As really, it's kind of funny. It's almost like Trump is desperately trying to make it a world war, and it's not working out for him. He is scrambling to try to find a solution to the Strait of Hormuz problem, and it's not working out for him, unfortunately. Or fortunately, we don't really know. Everything's kind of up in the air at this point. But we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 16th of March, 2026. Trump eyes Hormuz coalition, seizure of Iran's Karg Island oil hub. President Trump is working to assemble a coalition of countries to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and hopes to announce it later this week, four sources tell Axios. Trump is also weighing a seizure of Iran's critical oil depot at Karg Island, a move that would require U.S. boots on the ground if tankers remain bottled up in the Persian Gulf, U.S. officials say. Oil and gas prices are rising as Iran's blockade of the Gulf narrow strait drags on, choking off a significant share of the world's crude supply. They're blocking Gulf countries from exporting their oil while allowing tankers picking up Iranian crude to pass freely, keeping its own oil flowing to China and other countries. As long as the blockade holds and the Gulf oil is restricted, Trump could not end the war even if he wanted to, a source with the knowledge of the situation said. So, yes, we will be touching back on this again. What Iran has said is that they're basically allowing anybody to go through the Strait of Hormuz except for American ships, Israeli ships, and our allied ships, which would include the Gulf countries at this point. But other traffic is being allowed to pass through. Meanwhile, Trump is trying to get all of Europe and NATO involved in the conflict, specifically to open up the Strait of Hormuz, and they are all rejecting him outright. So we'll give you that list in just a second. Meanwhile, CIA prepares criminal referral of Tucker Carlson as Israel and its loyalists demand his arrest. That's the headline from Glenn Greenwald at greenwald.substack.com. On Friday morning, he says he taped an appearance on Tucker Carlson's program to discuss the ongoing Iran war, growing Israeli influence in the U.S., and proliferating attacks on free speech in the West in the name of shielding that one foreign country from critique. I presume it will air in the next few days. Perhaps the most notable part of our conversation was what Tucker told me prior to the cameras rolling. He said he learned from several highly placed sources, and he obviously has many within the Trump administration, that the CIA was preparing a criminal referral about him to the DOJ. The subject of the agency's report of suspected crimes, conversations he allegedly had with Iranian officials and others living in Iran prior to the start of the Trump-Netanyahu war. Again, we'll get into this during the first segment. I'll break it all down for you. But this is the culmination of a very long and public campaign by Israel First subversive elements here in the United States to try to get Tucker Carlson thrown in jail and or killed for his lukewarm support of the Israeli Jewish state. So, again, we'll get into it, but it's really a dangerously tyrannical thing they're attempting, and if they succeed, things are going to get really crazy really fast, so stay tuned. Trump's FCC chair has threatened to pull broadcast licenses over negative Iran war coverage in a move administration critics described as flagrantly unconstitutional. FCC Chair Brendan Carr wrote a post on social media on Saturday that appeared to threaten the broadcast license of any media outlet that reported information concerning President Trump's war on Iran other than or anything that the president did not like. Again, we'll bring you that in just a little bit. Meanwhile, Israel is launching a massive ground invasion of Lebanon, officials say. If it's anything like the previous attempts to invade Lebanon, it's not going to go well. And we'll explain why that is, first of all. The invasion itself is not going to go well, but that's the easy part. The hard part is holding the ground once you have it. Finally, one battle after another takes Best Picture at the Oscars. I feel like this was a surprise to everybody that the Oscars was last night. Isn't that surprising to learn? Isn't it crazy how far Hollywood has fallen? Isn't it insane how they've sacrificed their entire industry on the woke altar? It's insane.
Have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff, I want pro-Trump stuff, I want InfoWars stuff, I want comedy stuff, Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, Infowars.com, band.video. Thank you, Scott. Producers brought in a stack of paper titled Micro Penis Levin. Yes, folks, That's where we're starting, and that's where political discourse is in America at this moment. I spent the first hour of The Alex Jones Show talking about the Iran-Israel conflict, and we'll get back into that. Obviously, it's still happening. It's still going on. Like, it's just the same as it was before, just worse, which itself is exactly what I keep saying. So we're in this cycle. No exit apparent so far anywhere in the future ever. So, and we'll bring you all the updates on that. But I do want to get into the cultural aspects of it. But a lot of people characterize the conversations going on, the arguments, the attacks happening as if it is, you know, a sideshow. It's a distraction. It's, you know, just causing division in the right wing. It's not, though. I think it's actually central to everything going on. I think if you look at the drama between Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, Laura Loomer, Mark Levin, this isn't a sideshow. It's not, you know, just personalities beefing with each other and people finding it interesting and entertaining and sharing it for that reason. It represents a fundamental struggle over the future of this country, specifically the future of the Republican Party. And whoever is the victor, I mean, it's going to have a big impact. If the Mark Levins and Laura Loomers of the world get their way, you think Tucker Carlson's the last journalist that they'll be framing for foreign interference to try to throw in jail for the rest of their lives? This is a struggle for the very existence of the United States. And yeah, it has to do with Megyn Kelly making fun of the size of Mark Levin's willy. That's just where we're at. Sorry, I wish there was more gravitas to it. I wish it was more, I don't know, appropriate for the radio. But to be honest with you, this is how these things work. This is how it goes, folks. Read your history. You would be shocked at how the fate of the entire planet has often hinged on things like rumors about manhood size. It's actually not that far removed from other late stage empires in the world. I mean, if you look at, you know, the rise of Caesar, or like, you know, the time of the Roman Republic right before it became an empire, before Julius Caesar took charge. I mean, some of the biggest scandals, there's one's the ceremony of the good goddess, and it all has to do with, you know, some wealthy pervert cross-dressing and trying to sneak into a women's only thing to get his rocks off. And this, you know, political scandal spirals out into a civil war that eventually creates the Roman Empire. Like, it's actually not that far removed from historical precedent. So the fact that we will be talking about things I'd rather not, it's just, you know, this is the way things happen. What are you going to say? What is there to say? So we'll start with Tucker. We'll start with Tucker, and then we'll move on to Micro Mark, they're calling him. Oh, Micro Mark. Yeah, we'll get into all of it. But I want to go to the video that Tucker put out over the weekend about the fact that he discovered the CIA has been reading his text messages. And again, what this represents and where this is coming from and where it's going. I'll play the whole clip here of Tucker Carlson, and then I'll bring you the reactions from the, you know, subversive elements in the so-called right wing, which it is crazy. I mean, you'll see. I'll go over it, but like, no joke, at least half the people who are calling for Tucker Carlson's head on a spike, essentially, who are pretending as if they are the bulwark of the right, stopping the right wing from going off the rails, at least half of them were Democrats this time last year. Were Democrats in October of 2024, a month before the election. So the whole thing is absurd. The idea that people who are wholly, completely, entirely dedicated to a foreign state, who are now trying to frame Tucker Carlson as if he is a traitor to America, as if he is working for foreign states, in the most pure example of projection I've ever seen. Here's Tucker Carlson announcing what's going on, and then I'll talk about the reactions and the lead up to it on the other side. Tucker Carlson saying the CIA has been reading his text in order to frame him as a traitor. Let's watch.
So the other day I found out that the CIA is preparing some kind of criminal referral against me, a crime report, to the Department of Justice on the basis of a supposed crime I committed. What's that crime? Well, talking to people in Iran before the war. They read my texts. So the crime under consideration apparently would be the Foreign Agent Act or something like that, acting as an agent of a foreign power. And I don't expect this to go anywhere. I'm not too worried about an actual criminal case against me for a bunch of reasons. One, I'm not an agent of a foreign power. Unlike a lot of people commenting on U.S. politics and global affairs, I have only one loyalty, and that's the United States, and have never acted against it. Its interests are the only interests I care about because I'm from here and I have a lot of kids. So that's not a concern. I've also never taken money from anybody. Don't need it, don't want it. And that's provable. And moreover, it's my job to talk to everybody all the time and try and figure out what's happening around the world. That's literally what I do for a living. And I'm not going to stop doing that. Nor should I don't think. I'm also an American. I can talk to anybody. I have no secrets to divulge. So legally, I think the case is ludicrous, and I doubt it will even become a case. I'm bringing this up for a couple of reasons, though, and they're pretty obvious. One is that countries tend to become more authoritarian in wartime. It's just the nature of war. People are dying. The stakes are high. People's emotions have risen to a very high point, to a crescendo. And so there's much less tolerance for any kind of dissent in the homeland. The irony, of course, is the United States fights wars on behalf of freedom, but there's always less of it here in our country during war. So that's a widely recognized phenomenon, and it's likely to happen now too. Another point to make that is worth knowing is that the USIC, the intelligence agency, spy on Americans. Now, you probably knew that, and it's been revealed a lot, including by Julian Assange and Ed Snowden, both of whom are threatened with death for revealing it, but everyone knows. But it's probably a little more widespread than most people understand, and it's outrageous. There's no justification for your government, which you own, you're a shareholder in it, you pay for it, to be violating your privacy like this. But it happens all the time. And in fact, one of the reasons that CIA or people within CIA, just to be clear, it's a huge, sprawling, disconnected agency. What it does in a specific case doesn't represent what everybody in the building thinks, but there are some people who are mad at me for my views about Israel. And they have some latitude. And one of the reasons they pass on criminal complaints, in effect, to law enforcement is to justify warrants for spying on Americans. So that is an absolutely real thing. But the main reason they do it is to leak the existence of the investigation, such as it is, to the media, and then humiliate and terrify the subjects of this op. And that's, of course, happened to me repeatedly, many times, including in famously 2021 when I was still at Fox News and trying to set up an interview with Vladimir Putin. And the NSA, I heard from someone there, had grabbed my text messages with an American citizen and had leaked them to news outlets. Those texts were basically my attempts to set up an interview with the foreign head of state. And they leaked them to the New York Times in order to stop the interview, which they successfully did, by the way. And they admitted that they were spying on me. This is not a fantasy. It actually happened. They did it again 2 years later. My second attempt to get a Putin interview, I managed to get it anyway. And they've done it since. And so when you get a call from a reporter who knows the contents of your texts, it's pretty clear something's going on. None of this, in my judgment as of right now, is a huge threat to me. So I'm not making this video to complain about it or whine or ask you to send me money because I'm under attack. I'm saying it because it's true and you should know what your own government is doing and you should know what the stakes are. And you should know that a lot of what happens in this country that affects outcomes happens behind the scenes. Some of it is legal, some of it is not, including what I'm describing now. But it has an effect. And the intel agencies, again, not everyone in the intel agencies, because there are decent, hardworking Americans who work in the intel agencies. They're Americans, just like there are decent, hardworking Americans who work at the DMV. But there are also people with agendas and grudges and no sense of restraint who are happy to misuse the power they have, granted them by our elaborate secrecy laws, to hurt fellow Americans for ideological reasons. That is entirely real. That's the story of Russiagate. And it's likely that things like that will begin to happen at greater scale now. So you should just know that going forward. Thanks.
All right, so that was the full video from Tucker Carlson announcing this. Tucker Carlson claims CIA has been reading his text to frame him. And that's not particularly a surprise. But then the question is, you know, was this a like Russiagate style operation, similar as we saw with Operation Arctic Frost, where they're simply, you know, trying to read his information to leak the existence of the investigation to embarrass him in the media? I think it's deeper than that. I think, and I don't know, I mean, that whole video, his attitude is very sort of blasé, sort of relaxed, sort of like, yeah, this is fine for me, but you should be concerned that your government is doing this. And that may be a strategy he's pursuing, but I hope he is taking it seriously because these people are playing for keeps. Like, they're very serious, and they don't have so many options available. After all, this was one of the reasons why I thought it was valid to speculate, and still is, and speculation is maybe not so much what people are doing anymore, about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Because while he had not turned against Israel, he was going in that direction. And once you turn, it's kind of not a good idea for them to do anything. So Tucker Carlson has turned fully. They can't just kill him. Boy, they want to. Yeah, they're like literally actually calling for it. Loomer is being like, what's the punishment for treason, Tucker? It's like, okay, we get it. You want him dead. We understand. He mildly disagrees with you about the genocide Israel's carrying out, therefore he deserves death. We understand how the thinking operates. We get it. It's not that, I don't know, it's I don't know if people think they're being clever or something, but we understand they're desperate to kill Tucker Carlson by any means, but that's not going to work because everybody would know it was Israel and it would just make everybody hate them even more, which, again, seems impossible, but I think we could do it if we really tried. So they're trying to destroy his reputation. They're trying to destroy him first and then kill him once they've thoroughly discredited him in the eyes of Americans. And again, they are proud of this. They're bragging about this. This is from Laura Loomer. She actually says that she reported Tucker Carlson to the DOJ with hopes of sending him to prison. Now, Laura Loomer is, of course, a total Israeli agent. And I'm not saying I have proof that she, you know, as a Mossad agent, I'm just saying her entire existence is dedicated completely to the service of a foreign state. So again, it's funny. She's like, if I was a foreign agent, it's like, oh, if you were, Loomer, if I was a foreign agent and doing something I shouldn't be doing, I too would come up with an elaborate story about how the CIA was out to get me. Tucker sounds like somebody who's about to be exposed for doing something they knew they shouldn't be doing. For months, I've been calling for Tucker Carlson to be investigated for alleged FARA violations. If he's going to be charged, that is fantastic news. I hope Tucker is jailed. I really do. Again, she has no evidence that Tucker Carlson has ever violated any law, FARA or any other one. She has no evidence. If she had evidence, that's what she would have said. She didn't say she had evidence. She said, I have been calling for him to be investigated for alleged violations. In other words, they have no evidence. They have nothing but allegations that they themselves are making. But they should be investigated because, you know, people that hate Tucker Carlson accused him of something he didn't do. So therefore, he should be investigated. She doesn't have any evidence. So I don't think the CIA has any evidence. But I think it was just the persistent annoyance of Laura Loomer that actually got this moved forward. She says, if Tucker Carlson gets charged with violating FARA and or leaking information to Russia, Saudi Arabia, Iran, or Qatar, I'm taking credit. Islamic sympathizers always project onto others what they are likely guilty of. It's like, my God. They are now projecting projection. That's where we're at, folks. The projectors, the foreign agents constantly accusing everybody else of being foreign agents, the hateful psychos constantly accusing everybody else of wanting to kill them, wanting to genocide them for merely disagreeing. The projectionists in chief are now projecting their own projection. We are now in a projection fugue state in which the projections are projecting themselves onto other projections. And at the end of the day, it's a tangled web you weave when you practice to deceive. You have no idea how relentless I have been. No, I have an idea. I have a very moderate idea of just how relentless you have been. You know, you don't have to be relentless if something is true. Like if you go to the police station and say, you know, I was robbed, and you have a black eye and you have like security camera footage of somebody mugging you, punching you in the face and taking your stuff. That's all you have to do. You don't have to insist. You don't have to be persistent. You don't have to be relentless. You just go, hey, this is a crime. And then the people whose job it is to fight crime go, oh, wow, thank you for that. Thank you. That's all. That's all we need from you. We'll take it from here. Thank you. When you're relentless, that means you're having to like push somebody to do something they don't want to do. You're having to continually pester and bother and annoy and pressure and coerce. And until finally somebody goes, if it will shut her up, just say we're doing it. Just tell her that we're going after Tucker. I tell her, oh, yeah, you're right. Wow, yeah, he's a total Qatari agent. You're right, Laura. Thank you for bringing us to this every hour of every day for the last 2 months. We get it. You hate Tucker Carlson. You want him to die because he has some very reasonable and fact-based criticisms of the genocidal psychopath state of Israel. We get it. We understand. It's not any more complicated than that. Tucker Carlson's never taken money. Laura Loomer knows he's never... Let me say, Laura Loomer has no reason to believe that he's ever taken money. She doesn't have receipts of his. She would have turned that in. She has no evidence. She would have presented that or at least referenced it. She didn't even reference it. All she said is that there are allegations and she's the one making the allegations. Okay? Just like, can we be clear about what's going on here? You have no idea how relentless I have been in speaking to GOP reps and even reporting Tucker to law enforcement and the DOJ. Okay. But like, all right, it's like that is a crime, right? You can't just call the cops on somebody that you don't like. It's not how it's supposed to work. It's called swatting. It's like actually illegal. If you have evidence of a crime, you can submit evidence of a crime. If you're just demanding that they investigate somebody you don't like over and over, if you are reporting him to the police, reporting him to the law enforcement, even though it's just because you don't like him. Like, that's a crime, but it doesn't matter. She's never going to be punished for anything because she's a part of the cabal that runs the White House. It's crazy. Ayatollah Tucker. Hilarious. And it's beyond that. He's dressed up like an Ayatollah. Wow, amazing. Well, I'm convinced. Again, Tucker Carlson drives them crazy because he is very reasonable, very intelligent, was literally the top news broadcaster for conservatives, well, the top news broadcaster, period, but a true like hero and icon of the conservative movement, literally for decades. And still to this day, his criticisms are still extremely reasonable and extremely moderate. But it doesn't matter. But like, you have to understand, that's the point. That's the point, is to send the message that even polite disagreement will not be tolerated. That even well-informed objection to what Israel is doing will be considered hate, will be considered treason in this bizarre merger of countries that we are experiencing, where just like everybody who runs America is just openly an avowed subject of Israel. So again, if there was any like consistency with any of this, every single one of these people, like Laura Loomer and Mark Levin, they would all be in prison. They are all Israeli agents. They all work entirely for Israel and for Israel's interests exclusively, and often to the detriment of American considerations. So they should all be in prison as far as I'm concerned. But we are in topsy-turvy, upside-down world where all the Israelis that run the American government are furious at the prospect of foreign intervention. Oh, they're very mad. I mean, sure, the person negotiating with Iran for us, Jared Kushner, who isn't even a part of the government, is at the same time making billions of dollars with the very countries that they're accusing Tucker Carlson of collaborating with, like Qatar, UAE, and others. But that's fine. But that's fine because that's Jared Kushner. I'll leave it up to you if you can possibly surmise why his condition might be different than somebody like Tucker Carlson. But Laura Loomer goes farther. She says, I've created a list of conservative influencers who I believe are taking money from Iran, Russia, and Qatar. I've attached my supporting evidence. As I told the DOJ, Tucker Carlson isn't the only person who's likely violating FARA. All of these traitors deserve jail time. There's something about this mix of being a snitch, rat, tattletale, scumbag person, and yet the condescension and yet the self-importance is there. I mean, really, she's got the Dolores Umbridge energy down perfectly. The smiling, condescending, sickly sweet evil that seems almost scientifically designed to make me angry. It's really almost impressive. And a lot of people now are coming around to what we've understood the entire time, which is that this is deliberate. It is absolutely deliberate, 100%. The way that they're acting now is on purpose and by design, because they have captured the levers of power, and they will be using those levers of power to create anti-Semitism laws. They're trying to maximize anti-Semitism because that is a currency in which they deal. Okay? So I don't believe that they are just like unknowingly, unwittingly this despicable and hateful and annoying and off-putting. Okay? I mean, they know how to present themselves. They know what this looks like. They're doing it on purpose to try to get the backlash that they can then weaponize to create total tyranny with them as a absolutely protected class, in which criticizing or even merely disagreeing with them will be considered illegal. We are absolutely going down that road, and they're pushing forward with everything they've got. I think they're a little too far out over their skis. I think that they are making a gigantic mistake. And like always, it's going to go badly for them. It keeps going badly for them, and they keep doubling down, and they're doing it again. More on the other side.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. We got our ultramethylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is the War Room. Again, we'll get into Iran. We'll get into the just absolute catastrophe. It remains, you know, it was from the beginning and continues to be. Only it's getting worse. It is getting a little bit worse, I think, personally. At this point, the American media has resorted to calling the new supreme leader of Iran gay. That's our tactic now, I think, apparently. Apparently, the man with wife and children that were brutally murdered by the U.S. by the way, in that bombing attack that killed his father as well. I know he's apparently gay. Is what we're hearing. So I think that tells you where we are in the war when your mainstream media newspapers are calling the Supreme Leader gay. I think we've all lost. But again, the stuff happening with Mark Levin and Tucker Carlson, this isn't a sideshow. This is central to the entire conflict. I mean, again, it's exhausting having to talk about this over and over forever. I mean, since mid-2024, this was kind of obvious the way this was going. And we just keep saying it over and over. Yeah, Trump briefed that Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, is probably gay. So, okay. Okay. Well, Zelensky's definitely gay. Are we going to, can we report on that? I mean, there's a lot of, there's the, okay. All right. It's fine. First Lady of France is a man. I mean, you know, these things happen. But no, this is central to the entire situation. I mean, why are we in war with Iran? Because of the Israeli influence in our country. Why was Jeffrey Epstein allowed to openly operate a global mafia? Because his agents control our country. It's just, it's all wrapped up together. And Tucker Carlson is sort of the best example of what we're talking about. Because he's not hateful, he's not an anti-Semite, and yet the bloodlust that Israelis have for Tucker Carlson is unmatched, truly. And then it gets even weirder. Then it gets even more bizarre and difficult to wrap your head around, because it was all apparently a setup. Apparently all of the Israeli agents swarming around our White House like locusts, they're gleefully admitting that this was all a giant trick to imprison Tucker Carlson. And I guess I shouldn't be that surprised, because we have seen this exact thing before in the way that James Comey bragged about tricking General Flynn. If you remember, James Comey talked about how they arrested General Flynn and essentially were like, yeah, he came into the White House and he didn't realize the way things work. And so we just gave him a call and said, hey, we want to come talk to you, you know, get you, help you get you settled in. And the whole time it was a giant scheme. It was a giant operation to trick General Flynn into accidentally lying to a federal agent so then they could arrest him or charge him with something. But it's like, put yourself in the place of General Flynn. You're coming in. You've just been appointed by the president to do something. You're like, all right, let's get it done. You're doing your best. Here's the head of the FBI going, hey, we want to help you out. Can we, come meet with you for a little bit? You're like, yeah, of course. This is great. I knew you guys weren't as bad as they say. And the whole time, it's just a giant scheme relying on his, ignorance, his good nature, his assumption that other members of the United States government wouldn't be clandestinely working against him and the president to convict him, to frame him for a crime. It's kind of exactly the same thing as that they're saying was done to Tucker Carlson. I don't really even believe that's the case. I think a lot of this is hot air and chutzpah, and that's always a possibility, right? I mean, think about the fact that when Alex Jones went after Candace Owens a couple months ago, that was totally on his own volition. It was totally just he saw something that he didn't like and he wanted to call it out. And the next day, Laura Loomer is going, thank you, Alex, for doing what I asked you to do and going after Candace Owens. Remember, we said at the time, that's bullcrap. She's trying to take credit because she's trying to drive a wedge between her enemies, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones, who would be a very powerful ally for her enemies. So she wants to drive a wedge between her enemies by claiming that she's the one that is pulling the strings for Alex Jones. I know it's not, like, I know 100% that's not what happened here. And so I can only imagine that there's some element of self-importance, puffing themselves up when it comes to, yeah, I was the one that turned this in to the president. Although, again, why you would even brag about that is weird, because if it was legitimate, then like it would be better if the CIA just came upon this conclusion themselves, right? It would be better if you're sitting there going, hey, I think this Tucker Carlson guy is an agent, and then totally independent of you, the CIA comes out and says, we have discovered Tucker Carlson is an agent. You could say, yeah, see, I knew that he was, but it wasn't me that said it. The CIA is saying it. So now you have two sources of information. That's not the case. No, you hate Tucker Carlson because he is not a slobbering slave of Israel. Try to throw him in prison over. You shouldn't announce that. Like, you shouldn't say that. This is advice for Laura. And Shabos Kestenbaum, who, by the way, is still a Democrat. That's just crazy. Shabos Kestenbaum, who, again, I cannot figure out why anybody knows this guy's name. He's never achieved anything. He's never done anything worth noting. He's literally a Democrat operative that for some reason was by to speak at the RNC stage and apparently has close contacts inside the Trump White House and is you know, helping to pull the strings there. I don't know. Jewish privilege, I think we can call it in a word. On January 17th, he says, I called a friend of mine at the White House to express concerns about Tucker Carlson visiting the Oval Office. She answered rather cryptically, just trust the plan. Little did I know, the plan meant we know Tucker Carlson is speaking to the Iranians, so we're using him as a useful idiot to bait the Ayatollah and kill off the IRGC leadership. Oh, and then we'll arrest him for espionage when this is over. Trump remains undefeated. All right, so a couple things about this. For one, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. It's a thing with people like this. They love pretending that they have friends in places that are helping to carry out secret operations. I don't know what it is. I literally have had this in my own life. I remember, like, shortly after I started working at InfoWars, I was having a conversation with a guy at a wedding. He was telling me the same thing. You know, I have friends in the CIA, and Trump is a Russian agent. He's going to go down. I remember, like, smoking a cigarette, just being like, nah, that's not happening, dude. You're full of crap. They are. They're all full of crap. So, okay. Do you, like, is it not obvious to everybody what the irony is here? Either Shabbos Kestenbaum is a flagrant liar who's absolutely making all of this up, or he just admitted to doing the thing that he's claiming Tucker's doing. Again, it's like, are they this stupid? Is Shabbos Kestenbaum really this dumb? I mean, this tweet is still up. Let me read it again. Little did I know, the plan meant we know Tucker is speaking to the Iranians, so we're using him as a useful idiot to bait the Ayatollah and kill off the IRGC leadership. I guess that's him saying that that was, okay, he's saying that's what the plan meant. They didn't actually tell him that. I don't know, though. I don't know. If he's talking to people in the White House that are, like, hinting things, I think maybe he needs to be investigated. I mean, are we sure that they're not sharing classified intel with Shabbos? Because Tucker Carlson doesn't have access to classified information. How would he share classified information to the Iranians? What classified information is he privy to? It doesn't even make sense. How is just like an American citizen and journalist talking to Iran when we were not at war with them, when we were still negotiating with them? He's a private citizen. What could he tell Iran that would be illegal to tell them? What information does he have that is secret and classified? He doesn't have, as far as I know, he doesn't have classified clearance. He was a journalist for Fox News. He was never in an intelligence agency, right? From Brave Report. So you called a friend of the White House who casually told you about an active intelligence operation involving Iran and an espionage setup, and your first move was to post it on X. Either this is completely made up or the most reckless leak imaginable. If this were real, posting it publicly would blow an active intelligence operation, which means it's almost certainly not real. But again, Shabbos Kestenbaum is a Democrat. He's not even a Republican. He's never been a Republican. He is not to this day a Republican. But apparently, you know, he is a part of whatever faction is currently running the White House as we speak. The faction that includes Laura Loomer. And it gets even worse, believe it or not. Because I don't know. I don't understand how their brains work, honestly. I really don't. This is from a guy named Dandolph. Dan Talks One on X. He's talking about Tucker Carlson. He says, I know you think you're smart, but everyone knew you were a foreign asset, and you were used as a counterintelligence asset, as I described in my article on the war. Tucker was the Iranian spy. You got used as a counter-intel asset to convince them nothing was happening. You got used to kill the Iranian leadership. You personally were one of the key reasons they believed nothing was going to happen, which gave them the confidence to convene a meeting in their entire high command. You did your job well, being a traitor. Imagine thinking you'd get a primetime slot with the president on the eve of a war after repeatedly humiliating him and calling after calling you a retard multiple times publicly. You're as arrogant as you are stupid. But now your usefulness has ended, and it's time to go. Good luck, my guy. You're going to need it. Thanks for helping us kill all your friends, though. You did great work. See, I don't know anything about the person that wrote this, but I can tell that they're evil. You can tell right off the bat, like, this is a very sick in the head person. And am I weird for having that thought? Because once again, Tucker Carlson, as far as I know, he didn't have any classified information. Now, so again, so the story is essentially that Tucker Carlson got invited by Trump to the White House, where Trump gave him misinformation that he then related to the Iranians, saying, no, I'm not going to bomb the Iranians. That's not happening anytime soon. And he ran off to tell the Iranians that. They believed him. They thought he had good sources. So they were lulled into a false sense of security. It's like, all right, let's really play this out and think about this. Tucker Carlson is not an intelligence agent. He does not have classified security. So a classified clearance. So anybody telling him classified things, they're the ones breaking their oath. They're the ones breaking the law about classified information. It's not legal to hear something somebody else said. Now, again, if he was like sworn to secrecy about it, again, I don't even know how that would work. But it sounds like what happened was, yes, he was used unwittingly as somebody who genuinely wanted peace, as somebody who thought he was working towards rapprochement and avoiding the catastrophe that we are now in. And he may very well have been told by Trump, hey, the Iranians have nothing to worry about. I'm not going to do anything to them. You should go tell them that. You talk to them, right? Because of course they know. Everybody know. I mean, I knew Tucker Carlson was talking to the Iranians. You don't think everybody else did? Like, it was not a secret. He talks about it. He does videos where he's like, here's what I said to the Iranians. Here's what they said to me. I'm a journalist reporting to you what the government said. The government of Iran. So it's not like it was a secret. It's not like he was like clandestinely passing information to the Iranians and they caught him in that. He's a journalist. He was openly communicating with the Iranians in order to try to do his job as a journalist. That's obvious. Other people are saying like, oh, the Huckabee thing, that was a trick, because then they could get Tucker to go to Israel and they could get his phone in the airport to scan his phone and get his text messages. And it's like, okay, they don't need to get his physical phone to get his text messages. Obviously, they have the Pegasus software from Israel that can get into all of that. Two, Mossad can investigate him at any time. There's no restrictions for a foreign government, you know, spying on American citizens, and then they can share that information with the American government with, you know, absolutely no restrictions, even though it would be illegal for the American government to spy. It's the same thing they did to Trump with Russiagate through MI5, got them to spy in the other Five Eye countries to provide the information that it's illegal for America to gather. Three, the Huckabee interview was a embarrassing disaster by all accounts and in all possible regards. So it sounds to me like this was an attempt to go, oh, you thought we were absolutely humiliated and devastated and made to look like bumbling fools because of the Huckabee interview? Actually, it was a trick the whole time and you fell for it. It's like, okay, sure, I bet. No, I bet you're super clever and totally ahead of us on everything, I'm sure. So again, I don't believe any of that, but there's just something about this, like, you thought you were helping to bring about peace, but little did you know we were using you to kill everyone and start World War III, idiot. And it's like, yeah, you're the bad guys. No, you're absolutely the bad guys. What would be the crime with Tucker Carlson relaying the message that the president of the United States probably told him to relay? Hey, you talk to the Iranians, right? You can tell them there's nothing to worry about. I'm not going to bomb them anytime soon. And then he does. If he was not instructed to do that, again, what would even be the, what is the crime being committed here? We weren't at war with Iran. We still to this day are not technically at war with Iran, I don't think. I mean, I don't think there's been a declaration of war yet. So again, there's just this, like, Laura Loomer is just making things up about him being a foreign agent. She's bothering the DOJ or whoever until they come out with it. And then, I mean, the whole thing gets confusing because the fact that the CIA would announce this, like, that doesn't make any sense. They either file the charges or they don't. The fact that Tucker Carlson's dad was, like, head of the CIA or at least very important in the CIA, that throws a whole wrench in this whole thing. The whole thing is confusing. But there's two aspects of this I want to highlight. One is from Congressman Big Fat Randy Fine. And he says this, sounds like Tucker Carlson is learning this the hard way, quote, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curse you, I will curse. Genesis 12:3. See, this is another bizarre mindset that I can't understand. Big Fat Randy Fine, do you think it was God that did this to Tucker Carlson? Are you suggesting that somehow this was miraculous? that this was a curse from God. So what you mean is that, like, you could just say Jews. Like, instead of God, just say, maybe just say Jews. That's what it sounds like. So it sounds like to me. It sounds like you didn't bless the Jews. You didn't bless Israel and the Jewish state. Therefore, they will curse you. They will use the power that they have, like Laura Loomer and the connections she has to the DOJ, or Shabbos Kestenbaum. They'll use the connections he has at the White House. You know, they'll all use all of their connections. Mark Levin will use his connections. They'll all use whatever power they've accrued to themselves to try to destroy Tucker Carlson. And then they'll turn around and say, God did this. This was God. See, yet another fulfillment of the prophecy. Yeah, I don't think that's, no, that's you. That's you guys. That's not God. That's just you. So I think that's like, just understand what they mean when they say that God will curse you. It's just a threat. It's just a straight up threat from them to you. If you don't support Israel, God will curse you. God will make me file a report about you to the people I know in the DOJ to get you investigated for crimes I made up. God works in mysterious ways, folks. Now let's go to clip 25 here, because this is really the bad guys telling on themselves. This is a dispatch directly from the enemy. His name is David Azarad, and he's talking about Tucker Carlson, and he uses the word retard right. I don't think it's going to catch on. They've tried woke right. They tried woke Reich. They've tried a couple other things. It's not working. So now they're going with retard right, which is very funny to me. It's very funny. Let's go to clip 25 here, saying the retard right doesn't operate in facts, which is why you don't have to try to argue with them. I'll explain his thinking as we go. Let's watch.
What we are calling the retard right podcast, the Stan, what you name it, I think is inevitable. The race for clicks, the titillation of transgression. I want a free internet.
Yeah, let's pause there. Let's go ahead and pause it right there. So you'll see he starts off with the classic, the tried and true strategy. I've come up with a term for it. I'm just calling it motivation projection. That's what I'm going to call it. Or ulterior motivation projection. In other words, they have to project onto you that you're doing this for clicks. You're doing this for some sort of ulterior reason. It's not that you just believe the things you're saying. It's not that the things being done are insane and you just get clicks by talking about it. No, no. It's got to be that you are engaged in dishonesty because you're just desperate for clicks and attention. Just lay it out here from the beginning, how he's poisoning. That's called poisoning the well. Okay, I know it's an anti-Semitic trope, but that is what he's doing. Let's go back to the enemy.
It is inevitable that that'll happen, that there's going to be a contingency of people who are going to go down that rabbit hole for a variety of reasons. First of all, it's transgressive. And, you know, transgression used to come from the left where they would burn the American flag or, you know, you remember Piss Christ in the 80s or 90s. Today, the transgression comes from the right because the pieties are all on the left. Like, he wanted to do something really
transgressive. Yeah, let's pause it right there. Yeah, so again, he's saying that, you know, we don't actually believe anything we're saying. It's just about being transgressive. You just want to be transgressive. The man saying this, by the way, introduced this by calling Tucker Carlson the retard right. Clearly doing exactly what he's accusing everybody else of doing. Oh, you're being transgressive. Oh, wow, you're so edgy. Again, everything, every accusation is... projection. It's all pure 100% projection. So let's go back to the guy trying to be titillating, trying to be edgy by calling us the retard right, as he claims that we're the ones trying to be edgy and titillating. Let's go.
Do a piss Floyd at a museum, see if the NEA will fund it. There's also the pleasure of thinking that you're in the know, that, hey, here's what they don't want you to know. I know. You guys who watch Fox News, you don't know. And then there's the fact that it just
Okay, so again, he hasn't addressed any points. He hasn't addressed any arguments. All he's done so far is poison the well and try to claim that anything that we might say is either because we're just trying to get clicks and try to get attention, or that we're just trying to be transgressive and just want to be edgy for edginess sake. Again, absurd. Or whatever the last thing he said was. I don't remember. I have a hard time taking him seriously. I want to finish this out. Sorry, let's go back to the scumbag idiot,
absolves you of blame, right? Why is America in such a mess today? It's not our fault. It's their fault.
It is their fault.
And what they end up settling on, part of them, is the reason the American Republic is collapsing is because of the American Empire. And the reason we have an empire is because of the Jews, who control American foreign policy, trick our politicians or buy them off with AIPAC into fighting their wars.
Yes.
And then they either were jubilating on 9/11 or they had advanced knowledge but kept it from us because it would be in their interest if we went to war in the Middle East.
Not or, it's both. So both of those are true.
In their minds is you point the finger at the Israelis and then, to get to your point, Rich, you just rewrite history accordingly. So, yeah, I mean, they've never said no to the Israelis, right? This is why Jerusalem has been recognized as the capital of Israel.
Let's pause right there. Being controlled by someone doesn't mean you never say no. Again, this doesn't prove anything, right? Did Israel send us to war? Well, according to Marco Rubio and Donald Trump repeatedly, and everybody paying attention for the last 30 years of Israel desperately trying to get us into war with Iran, that was for Israel, according to literally everybody who made the decision to get us into war. So somehow he thinks that that claim that I just made is discredited by the fact that Jerusalem wasn't the where the embassy was. It's like that doesn't prove anything one way or the other. What the hell are you talking about? Let's go back. But just want to lay it down there. Has absolutely nothing to do with anything. Yes. Again, it's just always this, like, you take it to the most extreme and you say, but that's not true. Therefore, none of it's true. No, everything we're saying is true. You're saying something that we're not saying and then just proving that. Okay. Great straw man. Nobody ever said, you know, America does absolutely everything Israel wants the moment it wants it. It's just, you know, we're getting there. We're getting to that stage, but we haven't been that way forever. Let's keep watching.
The Iran deal was sank by AIPAC. Of course, like, it's ridiculous. They say no to Israel all the time. But I'll say this, that part of the retarder right is impervious to arguments. I think we should still make arguments because there are people who are on the fence who don't know much history, but you are not going to convince Tucker Carlson. I think what you need to do is humiliate him.
And that there it is. And there it is. You can't beat him, so you have to humiliate him. In other words, you can't actually argue with him. He keeps winning. So you have to try to manufacture social contagion to force everybody else to drop him.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Yeah.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.